The Patchwork Girls by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. I dedicate this book to the memory of dog breeders worldwide who fought for the survival of their breeds during World War II. We are forever in your debt. Prologue. London, October 1939.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wentworth, but you shouldn't be here,
the grey-haired porter said, reaching out gently to take the young woman's arm. He could see she was in shock, her face pale and her body trembling. Helen looked up at the damaged facade of the Victorian mansion block, the building where she'd started her married life with so many hopes and dreams, had fared badly. Several window panes were missing, and the red brickwork was chipped on the first floor.
I need to collect a few things, she pleaded. I promised to be careful.
Okay, missus, but I'll have to accompany you. I would never forgive myself if something happened to you after... well, after what went on here yesterday.
Without a word, Helen entered the building, heading towards the ornate iron lift residents used to travel to the upper floors.
Best we don't use it, he said, steering her towards the wide staircase. It's not been checked out yet, and God knows what damage has been done.
He scowled.
I don't know what the world's come to.
He fell into step beside her as they started to climb the winding black and white tiled staircase. Already some of the ornate windows had been boarded up, although chinks of light from the midday sun shone through the cracks, illuminating dust motes dancing around them.
Here we go, the porter said,
pulling open a heavy oak door that led to the upper hallway and the entrance to her home, along with several others.
You'll find a couple of coppers in there. I did tell them not to hang about, as that ceiling's bound to come down before too long. Who'd have thought this could happen here in Cadogan Mansions?
He shook his head.
I'll come with you to make sure you stay safe. Do you really want to go in there after...
Helen thanked him, but didn't say any more. The porter and his wife liked nothing better than a juicy morsel of gossip to keep them going during their live-in job of caring for the old building. She usually did her best to slip quietly past if either of them was hovering in the entrance lobby. They could chat for England, and what had happened in her apartment would certainly keep them interested for many a day. A police constable standing at the entrance to her home bowed his head and held the door open for her to enter. She stopped abruptly, and the porter stepped sideways to avoid crashing into her.
Oh, my goodness! I never thought there would be so much damage! A few broken windows and ruined furnishings, but this...
She clasped a hand to her mouth to stifle a sob. The remains of damask curtains flapped in a light breeze, coming through the gaps where once there'd been floor-to-ceiling windows. All around the drawing room were scattered pieces of wood and fabric that Helen could only just recognise as her furniture. The desk where John had worked was intact, although scratched by debris, while a large brake-front cabinet had lost its upper doors. Books were everywhere, pages fluttering in the cold air.
He didn't stand a chance.
Shrugging off the porter's attempt to place an arm round her shoulders, Helen took a deep breath.
I just need to collect...
Mrs. Wentworth?
She froze as a tall, fair-haired man in an RAF officer's uniform stepped towards her from where he'd been standing by the remains of a marble fireplace.
Mrs. Wentworth, I'm Inspector Richard Gladstone, he said,
holding out his hand. Helen looked up at him, confused. His ice-blue eyes grew a little warmer as she shook his hand politely.
"Excuse me, but why are you here?" she asked uncertainly. "I wasn't aware a crime had been committed."
"Yes, it's just an unfortunate accident,"
the porter echoed from where he stood close behind her.
"I can assure you, Inspector, everyone who lives here in Cadogan Mansions is completely safe. It was an accident."
Inspector Gladstone did not reply, but swept an eloquent glance around the damaged room. He bent and picked up an overturned chair from beside the mahogany desk, wiping away a layer of brick dust before gesturing for Helen to sit down. As she moved towards it, the shock of seeing the scene of her husband's death